Wednesday, June 14. Good afternoon and welcome to the program, The Midday Show, where they meet you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. And you serve the listen we. You go same also listen we on the internet on www.radiodemocracy.sl. Me, na Muhammad Sherif. Like all time inside the program, you get plenty news, information, and entertainment. So you serve go listen we and serve be part of this program Midday Show for the next 1 hour. You serve can be part of the program by way how you go send the message to the number 077-981-981. The number again where you serve need for be part of the program now 077-981-981. The program na Midday Show where they meet you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Now we go take we first material inside the program Midday Show. Tuesday, June 13, the President Delivery Team and then partner them been day in award 360 with makeup of Grassfeed, Bramaline, and other sidem. Who say some community people been raised concern for gather the dirty way people they gather and put na the street. Who say they call on the operation for ensure say them pulling dirty then in a street. We own reporter Elizabeth Ali Blango been there na the eastern partner Freetown and put this report together. We actually want to apologize for that technical problem there. The program we still listen to now Midday Show, where they meet you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. You say where they listen to the program, go be part of the program, and the number now 077-981-981. And live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. We still look at Operation Clean Freetown. The Operation Clean Freetown will start na the eastern partner Freetown. They target the 49 ward them na Freetown. Tuesday, June 13, the President Delivery Team and then partner them been in award 360 with makeup of Grassfeed, Bramaline, and other side them. Usaid some community people been raised concern for gather the dirty way people they put na the street for 3 am. We own reporter Elizabeth Ali Blango been go work on the eastern partner Freetown and been put this report together.
The Operation Clean Freetown, where they under the President's Recovery Priority Plan, they don't start but 24 days ago. Usai the President Delivery Team, Freetown City Council, Masada and other partner them, don't they go word to word for clean the 49 word them na Freetown. And inside this process, then they give bag host to host. For make people them go they put them dirty and go get youth them, where go they collect them dirty with small copper and take them na the transit point them, where Masada go collect and go to Wena Bome. As this operation don't start na the eastern partner Freetown, Radio Democracy been go worker for see how the Operation Clean Freetown they carry on a grass field, Bramaline and other area them na the eastern partner Freetown.
In our for the MCC ex-councilor, 360, Grassfield, Texaco, changes, you are alone. We will work for the community and the nation as a whole. Operation Clean Freetown. Well, the cleaning undergo on perfectly well. We go with supervisors them. We got all stakeholders on board. Then we serve the youth group the way they identify and reward. We serve them in full force. The publicity they go on. We get over 10 beams them where we don't deploy at the various sites than at the community. And with the help of Masada them, how the dirty they come on as well, they take them at the transit point. We attack all the four corners of the world. They take the dirty out, bring that to the wing and the truck where the medical can be.
Namine Adama Sajo Kago, we are the World Committee member where they were 360 Gramalen grass. This cleaning, it make we, the youth them, the attire base them, the community people, and the stakeholder, the chief them. We really glad for this thing that happened today. Because people them, we don't keep dirty where they not even know how for do this dirty. They make today the people that clean also us. Then they go to the streets them. The youths now they come on and dirty today. They really work. And we really glad.
I don't know the Yasfin community. This cleaning exercise, I think so, they help you much. They will help the community. Because when they clean so, they help me.
You just don't listen to the voice of community people in our 360. Now the Eastern partner Freetown. When they talk about how this cleaning exercise done they go. Inside this operation Clean Freetown where they carry on at the Eastern partner Freetown, the deputy mayor for the Freetown City Council, recently on a councillor for World 360, Hannah Mary Jaya say, even though they get challenged with people and women want for country with them dirty, but he said the process successful.
Operation Clean Freetown, we own day today the 13th. Operation Clean Freetown don't go word to word, but we glad for that. The process will not be fine. The challenge is always the people themselves, so we can't sit down to come out. But anyhow, we be, we can join them and come out and pull them dirty again.
Samuel Seri Jr. Now the person where they work for the president's recovery team and they implement the operation Clean Freetown. They talk about how the process done they go now the work them where they be done the cover.
Today we did all the way now 360. A lot of activity, cleaning activity they go on with the youth groups, including volunteers from the community, Masada, SFD, and they help me for carrying the dirty at the dump site. It has been a very impressive exercise so far this morning. We get 49 words by the municipality. Every word we assign a day, one day to every word. Before we can have any word, we get what they call community engagement. So we do every word, and if we don't really clean, we will power PA system, we will assign by every word. We will just leave for go around and tell people about the thing. As you see just now, a lot of folks will just come, and a lot of people from the other bomb site over here. These are some of the success stories there. So this morning, we get a very huge pile of garbage on the other side of the street. We don't meet them, mobilize them, they'll come. They are willing, without anything, we pay them to help we load the waste, then they go from corner to corner and help. So the community and get the participation is very, very impressive.
For cleaning a one, for continue the cleaning now big problem. We make the community people them say, if the operation Clean Freetown not come fast than community for collect the dirty them that they host them, then say the community will continue for dirty.
They talk for the operation Clean Freetown. They don't come with bag though. The people that they put them dirty, then they pay 2,000. Where them go they can clean? If we don't tell the one that way responsible for can collect them dirty, they are saying you don't go left until 1 week, 2 weeks. Because the moment that person in background full up, if you not get self upside, they go turn and ask.
We not chair mama of Grassfield. They don't begin give me the baggy stars. We don't tell them say, they are not going to fail. Now they go start fast start for the car collect the dirty.
But this just be made not again a problem. Because man don't get at the dirty, you know there has been for put them a problem. But so like when I don't put them into place so now, there's when they can this polythene bag, they can move, get out the dirty, they send her inside it.
Where is the answer to them concern they have where them community people here don't raise? Samuel Seri Jr. say, the president's recovery team, the Freetown City Council and Masada don't put things them in place for make sure say they're able to collect all man in the team that they host them.
If a bag full of waste na 2,000 euros, the youth group will take that bag there, come from the transit point, and Masada they can't take them from the transit point, here and now, Nabome, instead of going together. That's what the process will look like. And it's how we expect it to be sustainable.
Samuel Seri Jr., where they implement the operation Clean Freetown at the president's recovery team, say by law them they will go handle anybody with them go catch the two way the thing at
the future city council bylaws them will say anybody will go catch the two way the thing at the butter so I will sign up with the two that person will get to pay a fine of 500,000 or if you don't get the money you go 6 months jail or you pay 500,000 and go jail back at the same time.
As the president's recovery priority go fold up soon, it's very important for make MDAs them like the Ministry of Health and Sanitation and the Freetown City Council for take the ownership of this cleaning operation where they carry on now na Freetown so that the country go continue for clean. For Radio Democracy, Nina Elizabeth Aliblango the report.
Plenty thanks to Elizabeth Aliblango for Cicada Reports Day. Na the eastern part na Freetown, usai some community people been they actually raise concern for Sika, they dirty them within the gather, wherein they call on the operation Clean Freetown for ensure say them pull come out, then dirty them they na street. Yourself where they listen to the program, go be part of the program within the midday show, live from the Society for Radio Democracy, 98.1 FM, and the number na 077-981-981 from that dot today from the eastern partner Freetown. We now go na court usai the Chief Justice Justice Abdullahi Cham and the other Supreme Court judge them don't give ruling. Now the Supreme Court say the Supreme Court don't weigh one constitutional matter now though with three complainants them being carried na court against the Attorney General and Minister of Justice, the Chief Electoral Commissioner NEC, and the Speaker of Parliament. For more on this, let me join with court reporter Matthew Quarten.
The Chief Justice, Justice Abdullahi Cham, and the other Supreme Court judge them will be presided over one constitutional matter where the complainant them, lawyer Ibrahim Sori Koroma, Ibrahim Infa Ali Kaba, and Siddiqui Kanu, being carried on at the Supreme Court against the Attorney General and Minister of Justice Joseph Fitzgerald Kamara, the Chief Electoral Commissioner of NEC, Infa Ali Conte, and the Speaker of Parliament, Honorable FBB Dumbia. Don't trade them case na do because they say the three complainant them not been follow the correct Supreme Court rules them for file then legal documents them for prosecute them case na the Supreme Court. The Chief Justice, Justice Abdullahi Cham, been giving ruling at the Supreme Court for sake of all the Supreme Court judge them where been look inside this constitutional matter. After we lawyer Sori Ibrahim Koroma, we been represent the complainant them na court and the National Electoral Commission, the lawyer Glenna Thompson, we been represent the Attorney General, the Chief Electoral Commissioner, and the Speaker of Parliament been don't make them legal submission then done for defend and clients them and for challenge then case them at the Supreme Court where this constitutional matter been come up back at the Supreme Court Tuesday, June 14 this year. The Chief Justice, Justice Abdullahi Cham, been end up inside the Supreme Court ruling say the complainant them for this case get the option for come back with them case na the Supreme Court if them go on for do that bambai. People go remember say lawyer Ibrahim Sori Koroma win a complainant and we say Moso na the lawyer for the other complainant them Infa Ali Kaba and Siddiqui Kanu been carry one constitutional matter go na the Supreme Court against the Attorney General and Minister of Justice Joseph Fitzgerald Kamara, the Chief Electoral Commissioner of NEC Infa Ali Conte, and the Speaker of Parliament Honorable SBB Dumbia for make the Supreme Court go look inside one application where it be make na court say the Supreme Court for put injunction pandem people ya for make they not go ahead with the boundary delimitation exercise the vote and civil registration process na the country for the March 2018 election. Same way, so the lawyer for the complainant them lawyer Ibrahim Sori Koroma they make this application at the Supreme Court for make the Supreme Court go be the correct interpretation of section 38(5) act number 6 of the 1991 Sierra Leone Constitution where then say the defendant them the Attorney General and Minister of Justice Joseph Fitzgerald Kamara, the Chief Electoral Commissioner of NEC Infa Ali Conte, and the Speaker of Parliament Honorable SBB Dumbia been done misinterpret. The lawyer for the complainant them same way so talk now the Supreme Court say they compliment them. They claim say the National Electoral Commission NEC don't change the boundary them of Sierra Leone by way how them say NEC don't add 20 new constituency them to the 112 constituency them where they na the country for make Saloon go get 132 constituency them na the country for the 2018 election where Parliament not been don't approve that. But the Supreme Court judge they not been grieved for all them things they are way been there inside the application with the lawyer for the compliment them lawyer Ibrahim Sori Kuma been make na the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court don't throw away the compliment them case na do where this constitutional matter been come up na the Supreme Court Tuesday, June 13, 2017 because the Chief Justice Justice Abdullahi Cham and all the other Supreme Court judge them been talk na them ruling say all the compliment them for this constitutional matter not been follow the correct Supreme Court rules them for file them legal document them for prosecute them case na the Supreme Court. After the Supreme Court judge them been done to read the compliment them case na do I been talk to lawyer Ibrahim Sori Kuruma we na the compliment them lawyer. He been tell me say as the Chief Justice been don't tell them say then get the option for file the legal document them back for prosecute them case na the Supreme Court then go do that just now. Same way so where I been talk to the National Electoral Commission then lawyer Mrs. Glenna Thompson. He been confirmed to me say the Chief Justice been give a ruling at the Supreme Court say the Supreme Court judge them don't throw away the complainant them case na do. Same way so the National Electoral Commission the lawyer Glenna Thompson been tell me say the Supreme Court been talk inside the ruling Tuesday June 13, 2017 say the complainant them get the option for file the legal document them back for prosecute them case if they go want for do that. The Supreme Court judge them will be look inside this case na the Supreme Court na Chief Justice Abdullahi Cham, Justice Vivian Solomon, Justice Mrs. Showers, Justice Dean Tarawali, and Justice Mrs. Nyawo Jones. For the Society for Radio Democracy, Nina Matthew Kwati, the report.
Plenty thanks to Wikos reporter Matthew Kwati, being the report on the Supreme Court weighed on to a one constitutional matter nado after we three complainants then be kego the issue go na court against three people them na the state. The program still where they listen to now waiting they be live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Sorry, pardon, as a waiting they be meet the show and you say be part of this program. Now we they look at another issue inside the program. The Assistant Inspector General of Police with in charge of Gender and Hospitality Unit na the Saloon Police, AIG Elizabeth Augusta Tuwe don't say for reduce the overcrowding way don't they take place na police sell them. The Saloon Police been on the engage with different local units commander them so that then self go able for the settle the small chamots them where can on the be na the different units them wherein then can don't they charge them people ya go court. We reporter Waninka Uja get more and gonna report.
For reduce for plenty overcrowding and sell them, make Advocate Aid and Center for Accountability and Rule of Law call with support from Open Society Initiative for West Africa, OSIWA, pull another one project for advocate for make police then stop for the arrest people they making commit small crime them like loitering, people they ready to us and not pay back, and plenty other small crime them. With the theme, poverty decriminalization, advocating for reform of petty offenses in Sierra Leone. Semini Lavalina, the executive director, na Advocate.
We they say it is some apapapa offense, apapa crime they will get own people there for. When we know it's unnecessary, either them they own them will look like all or they even own this for. So we they say and most of them when affecting them now because it was improved. Like for example, they everything they call loyalty, when they meet you some side, they don't satisfy you, they say you don't know it, at least they only go look you up, charge you good votes. And some people they don't get oath, so I didn't tap. So you say because you pay in all the police will go on you, you go carry the box, they try find you go in a correctional center. Then the other one they beg you, though you don't say it's more than all, people there for begging, we get like for begging, they get for like putting them called fraudulent conversion, we go take debt, you know, pay the debt quick. Then the person go reporting our police and go open for that, and then you know now business on how they do. So you get some, and they get them traffic offense, and they, you know, wear helmets. Or you want more they blow, or you tie a flat, they only for them thing. You know, you say yes, it is dangerous when you drive a flat tire. But not about you if you do it. So then they, why they not go tell you, say okay, go pay fine. Why they go arrest you, go lock you up, send you out, and you know, go lock you up in a correctional center. So by then kind law then they after 15 years, we say it's too small for letting them own you. And not to just salon that problem day, it is across Africa. So we say we're not part of a group, wider group in Africa, what they say. Then you look at them thing, you don't find when they go own people there unnecessarily, then they go suffer, then they go punish for nothing, then just because it's law. So let me look at them. If this law, now law, you know, if you need for be law, like law tree, it don't make sense. Why you go in the process, you don't do nothing.
Family Lavalli say they don't put plenty measures in place for CCA. This project here push through and said benefits the poor and them. When are the more can be victim of these petty offenses?
So we get that information there. So now we don't come present today. For let people don't look at her. Then even the one in the big alleged in Africa, let them self comment. So say this one, let me pull on at the book, or let me make sure say police on the whole. After this, we will definitely intend for meeting the Inspector General of Police and the officer there where they're at this partnership board. Let me see how we self can input into the offenses that when they look at. Especially as we save in traffic, because traffic not known for them money. You see people there, you can see people in the presidential party, you see that them drivers then they pull out. They say, what's in that person? That driver, now I'm only your friend for feeding family. You don't want to look out for after something. It don't make sense. So now some of the measures in that, we're going to do TV program, we're going to do radio drama, let people then move.
Family Lavalli call on government for final that punishment for them will match the crime where they commit so that they not go full up the sell them.
We want to let people that are aware, say this law, they affect them. And the one way they affect, let them count and just say, yes, it affects me. So do you have Papa government, look at her, and then you figure out. So they expect sense of the law reform and law officers and Ministry of Justice, then say go partner with me for say yes, then we look at this thing. So that salon, then they look salon and say, ah, salon don't get the law the way they hold people that want for idle business. But now the law then, they are for all people that for major thing. And one last other thing, the way they consult and mention, and then any anti-corruption law. The law, the anti-corruption usually you think so, then BBB case, but you get some AFAFAFAP case when they can hold people there for. What would they say? Yes, it's bad. Corruption and bribery are bad thing. Nobody knows say that. But it's by level. You know, you owe somebody for 50,000 or 5,000, yes, it affects the parents the way they pull out of their hand or the person the way they hold. But honestly, that time where they take for charge and the court, you go high court, you spend hours, months, where they affect the court system, you know, necessary. Then they find other sanctions, either let the person suspend the person without pay, then in salary, then you will pay for give back the bribe they don't take or anything, you know. Then you look at other measures that they will make, at least people then say the punishments where they get. It match what you do.
Elizabeth Augusta Ture, now the Assistant Inspector General in charge of Gender Affairs and Hospitality Units, now the Sierra Leone Police. He say the Sierra Leone Police be don't engage with different local units commander them. For make them go to set to small jam out and cram them, where they can detain them for instead of then lock them in a cell.
And they work towards, you know, or see how best we go before reduce overcrowding our police system, especially for minor offences. But we will let it go a little bit, but make sure, say, at least we talk to the agencies there, and we get the inspectorate units so they actually go for look at the police environment in terms of custody and the rest of it and report back to management. And now that we get this project, we will look at, you know, for try for decriminalize certain offences there. We have done the discuss at management level and we look at some of the offences there. We believe, say, Sierra Leone Police as an organization for able to resolve the federal reports rather than need of for detained people there or for even charge to court.
This project and they get for cover a different 5 districts them like Ebo, Kenema, Freetown, Cambia and Makeni. For make them go to give people a more savvy about this project. For the Society for Radio Democracy, Mina Waninga Oja the report.
Plenty thanks to Waninga Oja for that report today. The program still where they listen to. Now me the show live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Continue for send your text message to the number 077-981-981. 077-981-981. Now we will take another issue inside the program. November 4, 2016, world leader them being grieved for the Paris Agreement, where they ask developed country them na Europe and America for the support developing country them like Saloon, Nigeria and other one them, because then country no get better industrial activity them, we go embark then development. The United States of America, now one party country them, we been signed to this agreement under the leadership of President Barack Obama. But when President Donald Trump come, he don't announce say the US go commot from this agreement. But this decision go unbox Saloon in terms of funding. Alex Lawrence Kuma go to the executive chairperson, now the Environment Protection Agency, Madam Hadijatu Jallo.
Dear Alex, may I take this opportunity for wish my Muslim brothers and sisters Ramadan Kareem. May Allah accept we fast and may Allah answer with prayer, especially for the prayer for the peace, unity and prosperity of Mama Salon. The Paris Agreement on Climate Change gave member states the strength to forfeit the threat of climate change. In Panda Agreement Day, they call on developed countries, especially for lower their emissions. Their emissions, what they talk about, now greenhouse gases, now like poison, well, through industrialization, then don't they release them at the air. And the scientists then believe saying that this they cause the rise in temperature, where they cause havoc on the world. The agreement also, they say, we for work towards for lower their emissions so that the temperature no will rise above 1.5 degrees. Celsius. The Paris Agreement also builds upon an existing international environmental treaty where we call the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, and this treaty has been coming to force as far back as in 1994. Through this treaty, countries don't strive for reduce their emission levels. Now, because this treaty not be able to address boku concerns of both developed and developing countries, the nation states then decide say it was high time we negotiate, draft and adopt a new agreement, and that lead to the negotiation, adoption and coming into force on the 4th of November 2016 of the Paris Climate Change Agreement.
Right, so now most continent a part of this agreement.
Presently we get 197 countries within a part of that agreement today.
And almost don't ratify.
148 countries don't ratify.
It's only among 148 countries, then.
Thanks to the active support of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation and Parliament, we will ratify this Paris Agreement in November
2016. All right. Then almost them we not the part of them.
Presently, there are two countries, but where America don't announce any withdrawal, America don't be the third country.
Right, now let me look at this agreement. America are part of them, and then they don't announce it and they come out from this agreement. Plenty of people they go to believe say them are one country where don't they support international treaties, international organization them for make them come out successful one financially and technically. Then come out and get any impact to the agreement.
Well, first and foremost, make us say we respect the decision of a sovereign state for withdraw from the agreement. However, we encouraged by the pronouncements where states within the United States don't make, especially California, where perhaps we found with the new moon that the sixth largest economy in the entire world. And then don't say then we will come out from the Paris Agreement, then believe in the Paris Agreement, and then go work with we for make sure say we able for implement and enforce the provisions of the Paris Agreement, not to just California in one grain. New York also don't talk, say, themselves, they align themselves with the Paris Agreement. And also Hawaii don't go as far as to legislate for say being a part and parcel of the Paris Agreement. So within America, you get many states where they don't align themselves with the Paris Agreement, and more importantly, you even get the industries, big industries like the Exxon Mobiles of this world and other big companies that will themselves say they agree with the Paris Agreement. So we really hope, say, irrespective of the fact where America don't come out or when they don't announce the intention for come out, because actually they're not able for come out completely till 2020. So they will still therefore report about the emission levels and therefore still they submit that data. So we really hope, say, even if they come out, we still go continue with the Paris Agreement, and we go make sure, say, we even strengthen and become more committed for implementing this Paris Agreement. Yeah,
the agreement they give way for make developing countries and get money with salon and one pardon. And then come out one in any way, it will affect funding for continue for raise awareness about environmental activities.
We're very confident, say, that other countries then go able to fill up the gap. We get a powerhouse like China and India and, of course, the European Union. We're very committed to the principles of the Climate Change Agreement. So we know they worry about that. We're very confident that they go able for ensure, say, these developing countries like we as alone get the adequate funding for able to adapt to the adverse impacts of climate change, because that's now one of the provisions where the Climate Change Agreement that we will they suffer as a result of the industrial advancement of some of them developing countries, and real emission levels are very low, will therefore be penalized as a result of their industrialization. So we believe that they will continue for support with financially. We believe they will be able to provide the technical and technological support as clearly articulated in the Climate Change Paris Agreement.
All right, member states are many part of this agreement. The framing we want to make around now, so they will come out from this agreement, say, other big states then will follow suit.
We don't believe, say, because it's in the interest of we all. Climate change, not to stay where you go able for confined in one place. In a team where they cross borders. If you light smoke now, you know where to control that smoke. Whether you like it or not, it will go to the neighbor yard. So now the same thing with the gases. Anything where they affect one country, it will affect every country. And if you look at watch the news every day, the new world now unprecedented. Unprecedented means it will never happen before. So whether now South Africa will recently experience heavy rainstorms, waking people then, what do you talk? Unprecedented. That means it never happened before. Whether now the United States in itself where they experience flooding in extreme weather conditions, any side where they talk about and things unprecedented, that means it never happened before. So scientists, over 500 scientists from all over the world cannot be wrong. This thing for climate change, not a thing where people then sit on one day and they think of. It's based on scientific evidence. So I believe, say, member states realize, say, the welfare of their own citizens, they're at risk. It's not about just Sierra Leone. It's not about development. It's about their own citizens. And so we all therefore work together for put robust measures in place for ensure, say, we address the impacts of this climate change here.
Inside Salome, so people they get a lot of challenge when it comes to how to protect the environment. What do you mean by environmental management?
Environmental management means the world get for managing environment. No one institution in one home will able to manage the entire environment of any one country. You when you get your dirty, more go through that dirty inside gutter, so when the gutter block, flooding will take place and it could cause harm to life and property. That's not how you manage your own environment. You know when you get place, no go they cut all the trees in the yard, because that tree they provide protection. That tree they provide barrier for the heavy rains then, and the heavy winds then where they come. So the protection of the environment, yes, we are the primary institution where they deal with the regulation and the protection of the management environment, but everybody in this country get a responsibility towards the environment.
Even though we experienced heavy rain in September 2015, we plenty people for longer awareness. We still see the activities of human activities around the country where people still unbug the environment. As an agency, we therefore talk to the people on the environment, we therefore advise people on the protection of the environment. Are you concerned?
Obviously, we're very concerned, but environmental agencies anywhere in the world are not responsible for the relocation of human beings. All we can do for go, we sensitize, we educate, we encourage them for left them vulnerable areas and go somewhere else. But we don't actually receive threats. One community tell us if we go there, then we'll be met with violence. And this now a community would be one go there with even ONS, just for educating people then, because they are sitting on a time bomb. Them were already in the air there. No fun with them. If anything happened to them, nobody know they now this country will never feel them. We all will feel them. But they say for understand for say that word. That word we are just telling the unprecedented. It will happen before because not happened. It's all we've done there for 30 years, 40 years, that's what happened. Now so they say that America, now so they say that Cape Town, now so they say that parts of Sri Lanka, Bangladesh, China. Nigeria, where they begin the flooding, certain things where they happen now, it won't ever happen before. So no, no, we see danger come and do not before now we begin doing that Papa government. We not Papa government. Papa government, don't come, we don't come and advise you. Do ya, then place ya in a vulnerable place. You don't the backside where not a mama for day, the place soft. So if the scientists don't tell you say the sea level rises, the temperature's erratic, that's the day it rains tomorrow, it descends, it shine next tomorrow, you will get high winds. All of them tell nine what they call pan the English, the erratic weather patterns. We don't see all of that one day. We do beg we fumble them. We they really think for relocate from them side so that their life not with at risk.
The executive chairperson na the Environment Protection Agency, Madam Hadijatu Jallo, been the talk to Alex Lawrence Kruma for Seka the Paris Agreement, who say the US don't decide under the President Donald Trump for actually come out from that agreement. The program see where they listen to. Now me they show where they come out from the Society for Ready Democracy 98.1 FM. As you said, they add the voice, continue for be part of this program 077-981-981. The program now me they show and the same way so get to it on the internet on www.readydemocracy.sl. Now we take another material inside the program. Every year, June 14, country them all over the world, they celebrate World Blood Donor Day. The thing for this year, now give blood, give now, give often as blood connects us all. And this day, people and organization them can use them for raise more awareness, but how for give safe blood to patients them. We reporter Princess Pierce talked to the lead reproductive maternal health na the World Health Organization WHO Dr. Fatou Fona inside this interview.
International organization in countries all over the world choose a day where they say they want people and focus and listen and talk about blood donation just for improve awareness. And we na the World Health Organization na Salon, we want to support World Blood Donor Day. And what will they do actually next Wednesday, June 21st, now we will celebrate in a salon. We will celebrate by we get different activities all over the country for help for raise awareness.
See, when they raise awareness for the safety of the blood product or whatever you can do.
Okay. Specifically, next Wednesday, June 21, we will celebrate Salon and Blood Donor Day. WHO they help for set up blood donor sites all over the country in many different areas. This place is the way people can go for good donate blood. You talk about safety. Safety very important in blood donation because we know say people that need blood. We can use blood for different reasons. The most commonly, we can use them for belly woman then. A lot of times, whatever they go born, they can lose a lot of blood. They can need blood very quickly in an emergency for help for save their life. So Bola woman then are one set of people that will need a lot of blood. Another set of people that we can need blood, picking them. So until they picking them, can sick, then get bad malaria, then become anemic with them blood really low than them body. And with the blood donor day, we they try for tell a woman say, it's safe for donate blood. We never take blood from me if you carry you anemic, you carry you get infection, things like that. Now healthy people, when if you say you're healthy enough, you get blood for spear. Now we go take blood for.
Reason I don't they do for advocates to people them say, if you do this now, so not to for say now some kind of bad thing where they do for free, because now some of the thing and they way they make venti belle woman can die in picking on spin to know. Well, I don't go to campaign and advocacy to the people them.
And we need forget the message out. Say blood na safety. We all get blood now with body. And we think when you lose so much blood, you need blood for survive. If na blood you need, you for accept blood. Because some people they not get blood now, so you go watch and then die. We don't they do outreach for tell people and say when well, they can't forget blood, then they test the blood for all kind of infection, you know, hepatitis, HIV, all of the infection, and then they check any possible way, every blood where you donate, then they check for the infection, and they any blood where you get that infection, then they get into plastic. That blood where you donate, within a couple of days, you don't make them back. Because we body, human being, we body constantly they make blood. So no afraid say, if you go give blood, you don't get a part of you, you go get problem. No, within a couple of days, you don't come back.
The country blood bank status, how are they right now?
Mm-hmm. We're in a hospital and they, we especially the big hospital and we get blood bank. The country, yes, we get small problem because we're in a country where boku people they afraid for give blood. So because boku people they afraid for give blood, some of boku of we bank they did the empty blood not they go reach out to the big people and say do ya next Wednesday, June 21st, with a gay blood donation drive then at different places from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Now free to Maya, now you rebuild them on the Benguema barracks where they accept blood, can give blood. Now the district council hall na Potoko. Now the coronation field na Moyamba. Government hospital na Kailama. Na Pujeri where they accept blood na the Kotbari. So in above na the Matu School of Nursing. Kabala na the Kabala Government Hospital Administrative Building. Kenema na the Kenema Government Hospital Eye Clinic. Then na Tonkolili, the Sandra Motel in Maboroka. Na Koidu na the Red Cross Hall na Koidu City. Na Cambia, we accept blood na the DHMT next to the government hospital. Then na Makeni, we accept blood na the Makeni Regional Hospital.
So like in the process for donate blood, the health workers they working in charge of that particular process day. Then maybe no hour for go about them.
The health worker they were involved, they well trained, then sabi. When they take blood, then they wear gloves, then they know how for draw you blood, when not gonna cause no problem to you. They know how for screen the people then for no say I know can't take blood by you when you know well, you get fever, you look like you get infection, you look like you're anemic, we not go take blood. Now like when they give money, you not go give money if you not get some. We only want take blood from people we get extra spare for share because this na good you they do for help we.
We almost say when you they give out, even save the body, if they give you waste product, you get for get something for regain strength.
Mm-hmm.
So like the one they want to say for donate blood.
Mm-hmm.
When they go give blood, what thing are the thing they want to do for them?
Mm-hmm.
For me they go regain back the blood with the dollars.
Not a thing where they give money, then they give any kind of incentive. Not thing where you feel for me. Now different place there, depend on the different area, different place there, where people can go give blood, sometimes they can give them food for eat, sometimes they can give them water for drink, or drink for drink. But that is not mandatory, that they just depend on whatever area they might decide for encourage people and for donate. But the important thing for me say, when you decide for donate, you know they can't vocal donate because if you say something they will give you money, because if you say something they will give you food or thing like that, that donate the way they donate now small thing and they pull up you enough for affect you, you really not for need anything. Lord, a very, very important thing. We it is save lives. So do ya, we need forget blood there in the blood bank. So we go there in a better place for save people they will need. And I also want some message say blood donation at you are very safe. When you can for can donate blood, nothing will go do you. We go make sure say you're in a good place for when you're able to donate blood.
Reproductive maternal health, na World Health Organization, WHO, Dr. Fatou Fona, been a talk to we own reporter Princess Pierce for Seka blood donation. The program still where they listen to now be the show. We they take another material inside the program. The Environmental Impact Assessment License. Now license where the Environment Protection Agency EPA can they give to company or institution them where you want for work in a particular community. But how then operation will affect the environment. We make the Sierra Leone Roads Authority done hold 2-day public disclosure meeting with stakeholder them na Wellington and Waterloo for talk about how the Wellington Mashaka Road project will affect people with tap nada area day. Peter Come, na the engineer for the Wellington Mashaka Road project. He explained more to the reporter Usman Kamara inside this interview.
For the meeting we have here today, now about environmental issues with pertaining to the project, and for all big projects, special infrastructure projects, them Master Sabibu we don't put and say a necessary, especially if them project ever interact with people them and the environment, make some amount of study be done for me we see how the impact of the project implement one will be to the people them. In the case of road project like this, it require make them do environmental impact and health assessment study where they look and plenty things them at the road. Things them way go happen as a result of excavating dust at the road, explosions they will get for the brook stone quarry. All things they look at them. So when you don't do all that, you now you use forget license na EPA, but each minute they give you unless you can tell the people that we concern first.
Mostly we can see before any project starts, we can see that the issue, the ESIA license. In this case, we see the project don't begin before that the issue out the license.
So some project then they will classify, say they so this project, everything they in order, everything they start properly. Plenty time in day, you know, where they go don't plan this, then plan that. They get plenty time where then go down say, okay, well, yeah, now get for use for do so, we don't already know them. We know they change them, you know, not so they do, not so they do. But some big project in the back in day, where slight changes in day. Like this with project, we been get them kind changes in day. Before the project start, we don't identify, also want put quarry, or if we say go fine. So we want now make them start the study one time for that place there for see the impact of that quarry. So we will get this whole license thing ready before we start the project itself. But unfortunately, when we go there, the community been get issues, drug been come out. We did on that for a long time. We make the quarry not be able to start. So we get for cancel that site. We follow some other advice now and take we go to a new location. We then say, okay, we have a conducive. We've been challenging for we because it push the quarry far away from us. We go one time. But how for do you get for follow the advice then they and now that make this study where you see they come on today so it comes slightly late. If we don't come off, we don't done this about 4 or 5 months before now, we change the alignment because the way we want to do the road, if we've been following that way they well if I'll be fine but enough I'll be fine back. If I'll be fine it sends the road for straight and wonderful. When government can look say plenty citizens will be affected, government will put a stop say no, we're glad for this road in Cameroon, but we know they can reduce people their level of development backward. Now the current study of the world they disclosed so today it not be the same like if we don't build, if we maintain that first quarry or if we maintain that first alignment at that first 10 kilometers.
For you just talk about quarry, almost quarry them get for involved
usually for major projects them for this we own now one quarry they get a good then a McDonald's outside that approve we now for day.
Okay, most of them then side the Osana people then quarry there and people and land, you know. So how una don't go about for compensate them people away like una get for use the land for do most of una work there.
Government again through the Ministry of Lands, we don't put plenty or plan them at the ground. How you go about them see them day? In fact, even the involvement of Ministry of Finance, we don't standardize how you do them. Government we don't put and say if we take you land for purpose of quarry, we get a certain amount where they pay you per year on annual basis. We lease them for annual basis for the lifespan of that quarry day. And when it comes to the project, where I read them book them day, then they don't agree over time, you get a few about 60 million pounds per year the government they pay for their location and day for quarry purpose. When all things are done, then safely following the EIA advice and recommendations, then restore the quarry back as safe as possible, you know. Now, for my own specific project, like I can tell you before, I say where we start. When this new place when they relocate we, oh, reach there, indeed, when government look inside, it should be there. Government decide say for this particular project you want acquire this quarry land, make everything become government property so that we know they get the issue, make the people don't feel deprived. The local government be authorized them, make them go meet the people and negotiate with them. Series of meetings, all the people, all the family them, they get meeting, then decide, say them fit a figure, say for this particular area, and then come up with a payment plan. Where government bid already didn't start for all of that. 7% of that money don't be given already in the form of the tune of about 250 million. Where government don't pay, you know, to these people. Them, the remaining process stay on course according to the payment plan that be set. And in due course, government intend to acquire the entire land.
For make the road a good thing, then for maintenance and another one, like, you know, so within the plans that we like put in place for CC, then road they are still maintaining quality.
This particular roadway, we did not the first time government they build this kind of road there. Plenty other big country in the world, and then kind of road there. Day now, make where you go, all till you go meet and good. You say, how come? Why make them road there for wonderful? Other road, they not good now because of the kind of management plan where they put there. So then what approach they will be and do, we can call them then measured work-based contracts arrangement where government nine they pay you up front, which you do, you don't, you go. But this particular one, now which they call a concession, it's like a concession where government take the one over from Wellington to Mashaka, a handover land for a period of 25 years to this company. Then get for make sure say at every time within that 25 years, this road for they at the same standard what did they build them. So as one traffic sign lost, so I'm going to grab Bangamo on a passing pass, cut and go. They can put them back, government no one know. Now so this thing be. But so for appear this road. If a mistake appear, government go hold, they go cut money from them. So they for patch them throughout this period. It will be passable and efficient and standard right throughout.
We na the engineer for the Wellington Mashaka Road project. Been they talk to we on reporter Usman Kamara inside our interview day. The program na me the show. We they take another material inside the program. June 13, the World Bank and the Ministry of Finance and Economic Development behold the first Sierra Leone skills development for job workshop na Freetown. And according to the World Bank country manager na Saloon, Pamenda Prasi, the reason we make the bank and the Ministry of Finance been engaged, people where they do business, na the mining, fisheries, agriculture, and other sector them across the country, na for make them sit down and talk, but still them where they need for improved power. Well, I've been there part of the meeting, na the Miata conference hall, and I've been put this report together.
Plenty people and organization then don't they raise serious concern about the youth unemployment in the country and how that they affect young people and the country economy. And this, according to some people, one reason for that is because plenty young people not get sabi, we go qualify them for get job. This make the World Bank and the Ministry of Finance and Economic Development Tuesday, June 13, hold the first Sierra Leone skills development for job. Na the Miata Conference Hall na Freetown. Na in talk, the Minister of Youth Affairs, by Mahmoud Bangura, been describe youth unemployment na the country as a cancer and call on the World Bank and the Ministry of Finance for coordinate the project well.
The fact remains that when we talk about employment and unemployability, it's a direct cancer that affects the youth population of our country. And I believe this mission by the World Bank to do a skills assessment is timely. I will call on the Minister of Finance and the World Bank to see that they coordinate this effort well for us to deliver the needs for the young people of this country.
Mamadou Kagbo, now the Minister of Finance and Economic Development been talk about some party thing then, where the labor survey report been say about young people. As he say, some parting that made the report show not find especially where the country don't go through the labor war.
Lack of access to capital is key constraint to entering the labor force and improving the quality of jobs amongst household enterprises. We don't have big companies in this country, we don't have them. The report also revealed that poor literacy and lack of skills inhibit productive employment. 10% of the broadly unemployed were not searching for jobs due to lack of skills, meaning they were unemployable. That is a dangerous for a country that is that has gone through the war. Over half the population cannot read or write. And among women, and particularly the population in the rural area, the percentage is between 66% to 68% respectively. And it is even more difficult among the women. The figure is about 68%. Relative to the population aged between 36 and 64, the share of youth in the labor market and among the employed is 30% less than the older people. That's just the fact of the matter. The highest unemployment rate occurs among young people, particularly those in the Freetown area. It is estimated at 14%. 14% of the youths in Freetown are going up and down without jobs.
And this, according to the Minister of Finance, Mamadou Kagbo Sin, this gets serious implication for the young people and get job. We make you say the workshop come the right time, but the question we want to ask now, now the job young people need every year.
We need to provide jobs for 100,000 youths every year. I think that provides the challenge that we face. That is why this topic is so important. People are trained, but there is a mismatch. Training that we receive and the jobs that are in the market.
Now in talk, the World Bank country manager, Pamela Abua say, one part of the challenge to work business in the country, now where some people get qualification or salary for work, but the job market no need them.
I think what is a big challenge in this country is the mismatch between skills and what is demanded in the marketplace. If you look at the population profile of this country, 50% of the population of this country is below the age of 15. 75% of the population of this country is below the age of 35. And if you look at the official statistics, if you look at the labor market survey report, which was published in October 2015, says that the unemployment rate in Sierra Leone is 2.98%.
This make Pamela Abua say, make the World Bank and the Ministry of Finance to engage young people where they do business in fisheries, agriculture and other sector them across the country for knowing the need for improve on the sector. Yeah.
We are going to listen to the people whose livelihood is agriculture, whose livelihood is mining, and whose livelihood is fisheries. What do they need to improve their livelihood? Because if you look at the pure statistics, we have to focus on improving productivity. But if you look at the post-harvest loss in fisheries, in agriculture, the figures are staggering. Up to 30% of the production is lost in the post-harvest phase. And I think what we are not doing is we're not reaching the right people, we're not delivering the right skills. And I think what we need to do is think out of the box and think how we're going to move forward. And that is why I think this conference is so important as an input to what's happening on the skills side.
The World Bank country manager Pamela Abua continues to say the bank now they plan for launch $20 million projects in a saloon for skills development. They will be the talk. The Minister of Labor and Social Security, Honorable Matthew Tindo, say because the country still they get challenged for giving work to people then. The ministry they look back inside the labor law then and serve work with the Ministry of Education.
The labor job creation has been extremely a difficult task in Sierra Leone. So the jobs actually we have to do back into the reform of the labor laws. For us to have control of job advertisements, the need of companies or employers, which at the moment is not under control. We also have difficulty in the area of skills development. We have to look into other ministries like means of education, collaborating efforts and checking our curriculums, how to develop and improve the curriculums to consider the current job market so that we'll be able to produce the right people needed by companies or employers.
Now for sake of all them concern here, we young people they face now the country forget job, both national and international. make the World Bank country manager Pamela Piat say, make the bank they continue for support different sector then. We will push development na saloon. For the Society for Ready Democracy, Muhammad Sharif, the report.
Seeker the skills development for job workshop with World Bank and the Ministry of Finance be actually hold yesterday. Before we go, let we quick go now with Sports Corner.
Good day and welcome to Sports Orbit Community Democracy. Inside Sports Orbit today, Tottenham United midfielder Dying Potter don't sign new 2-year deal with the club. The Wretches they not set for talk with Bayern Munich for them player winner Douglas Costa next week. We don't grip on some personal time with Costa. Derby don't sign Liverpool player winner Andy Wisdom for €4.5 million. And Andy Wisdom not ever make any appearance yet for Liverpool from 2013. West Brom manager Tony Pulis don't say if the first-team Chelsea captain John Terry available during the summer transfer, then will sign him because he get interest over him. The first-team Manchester United striker Andrew Cole will come back na Old Trafford this September for be assistant manager for United Legends team. Everton don't sign Sunderland and goalkeeper winner Jordan Pickford for €30 million. Well, now all this waiting inside Sports Updates with me, David Van Boy.
Thank to David Van Boy for that Sports Update today. Well, with that, we actually want to apologize to Una. We don't send Una text message them, but we're not able for read them due to one or two reasons. But Naya, this program made the show they come to an end for today. Plenty thank to my colleague them. We don't go out there for ensure say waiting Una listen. Actually meet Una to me. Producer them Alex Lawrence Kuma and Khadija Bangura. Plenty thanks to the rest of the production team and self DJ Otis we give it technical support. Plenty thanks to him. May we bring this edition of the program. May the show me na Muhammad Sharif. Until then, tata.